Well, we talk often on this show about the funds and their impact on the market, and here to help us understand that a little better today is Kim Anderson, our Extension Grain Marketing Specialist. Kim, when we talk about the funds, what exactly are we really saying with that term?
Well, normally when you're talking about the funds, there's about eight different kinds, but we can put them in about three different categories. You got the index funds, you got the managed funds, and then you've got the swaps, SWAPs.
All right, well, let's explain those three categories. What exactly are they?
Well, if you're talking about index funds, normally that fund is always in commodities. It normally has a designated percentage in each commodity, and it only trades net long. In other words, the index funds have to be net long. The managed funds can be in the commodities, it can be in the equities, it can be in the metals. It will go from one group to another group. And like with the index funds, normally when index funds come out of a market, it's only because people pull the money out of that index.
Okay.
With the managed funds, they move from group to group. With the swaps or over-the-counter swaps, they are doing trading, maybe for index funds, maybe for commercial entities. Mm-hmm. They will trade on the futures market with futures contracts, or they will have internal trading. Like I say, they're 150,000 long with one group and 150,000 short with another. They'll just match those up internally and won't change the physical commodity contracts.
All right. Now, historically, what kind of role have these played in the commodity markets?
Well, if you go back before, say, 2004, 2005, they were in the market, but not in a large degree. Their presence in the market increased four or five times in 2005, 2006. The commodities open interest increased four or five-fold, and they started having a major impact in about 2006 and have ever since.
All right, let's talk about that impact. In particular on price, what kind of impact have they had?
Well, now, that's debatable. I've been reading different studies on that, and about half of them say they've had a major impact, and the other half say that they've had very little impact. However, like this last year, we've had over $100 billion of the funds index, the swaps, and the managed funds in the commodities, in agriculture commodities. And I can't see how you can have that much investment in it without having a positive impact. Also, if you remember, wheat prices in June, a cash wheat price, $3.60 went up to over $7. And if you were to watch the ownership of the funds of those contracts, the managed funds went from a net 50,000 contracts short to a net 50,000 contracts long. You know, that's a 100,000 wheat contract move, and we had a big move in price. I think there's some correlation there and some impact.
All right, so now what about volatility? What kind of play are they going to have in that side of the market?
Again, that's debatable. I think that it has increased the volatility a little bit, but I don't think it's significant.
All right, so now for a producer here in the state, you're looking at traditional marketing methods. Should you be taking into account what the funds are doing now?
Definitely. I think you need to take into account the higher prices. Rather than $3 wheat prices, we got $6 and $7 wheat prices. I think you need to take advantage of that. I wouldn't change the way I market my wheat. I still use a third, and a third, mm-hmm. or get me a simple strategy and concentrate on producing a quality product, managing my finances, and managing my cost.
All right, Kim, thanks again. Wonderful information. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist.